Well, this is Chaitanya Bhagavat class, chapter 18, Madhya Kanda, and we're continuing the description of Lord Chaitanya dancing in the mood of the gopis, or he's dressed as Rukmini, but sometimes he's referred to as dancing as a gopi. So this is going on in Chandrasekhar's house, and his mother's in attendance, all the wives and mothers are there, and all the men are dressed up, different disguises. Not, his mother couldn't, actually Mother Shashi, she couldn't identify him. She thought it was actually Lakshmi Devi herself had come to dance. Text 133. Mahamaheshwar Haraje Rupadekhya Mahamoha Pailena Parvati Laya. On seeing this form of Mahaprabhu as Rukmini, Shiva, the best of demigods, and Parvati became illusioned. Tabeje Nahila Moha Vaishnava Sabar Purva anugraha ache ehetu utar. But the assembled Vaishnavas were not bewildered because of the benediction they had previously received. Kripa jala niti prabhu hahila sabare sabara janani bhava haila antare. Lord became like an ocean of mercy to everyone. In their hearts they all accepted him as their mother. Paraloka haite jena aila janani Anande Krandana Kare Apanana Jani. Feeling as if their mother had come from the spiritual world, they cried in ecstasy and forgot themselves. He Mata Advaitadi Prabhure Dekhya Krishna Prema Sindhu Maje Bulena Basya. Advait and other devotees saw Mahaprabhu in this way, they floated in the ocean of ecstatic love for Krishna. As Vishwambhar danced in the mood of the mother of the universe, his followers sang appropriate songs. Hena dada yitta keha nare kona jan kona prakritira bhave nache naran. No one was certain in which consort's mood Lord Narayan was dancing. Kakano bhalaya dvija krishna kiya ila takana bhujiya jena vidar bhera bhala. When he inquired, O Brahmana, has Krishna come? Then it was understood that he was in the mood of the young lady of Vidarbha. In other words, he was dressed up as a goddess of fortune. Lord Chaitanya was dancing. They were trying to think, is this Lakshmi Devi or is this... Who is this? Is it Gopi? They weren't sure. Yeah. Then when he spoke, then, oh, this must be Rukmini, asking about whether the Brahmin has returned after bringing her letter to Dwarka to appeal to Krishna to come and catch her. Nayane Anandadara Dekhiye Jakan Murti Mati Ganga Jaina Bhujiyatakan. When the devotees saw tears of ecstasy flow from Mahaprabhu's eyes, or her eyes, they considered him to be the Ganga personified. Bhava veshe jakanva atata hase mahachandi hena sabe bujayana prakashe. He laughed loudly in ecstatic love. He appeared to everyone like Mahachandi. So what's happening here is Mahaprabhu is dressed up as a lady. The Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying the devotees there in Mayapur, Chandrasekhar's house, they were seeing him as all the different Shaktis of the Lord. Because these are all Shaktis of the Lord. Durga or Parvati or Rukmini or Lakshmi or Gopi or Radha or who is it? Because that's a fact. Radha is the Adya Shakti. She's the source of all, even the demigods that are coming from Radha. Arundhati, Shachi, etc. And dhaliya dhaliya prabhu nache jakane shakshat revati jena kadam bhari pane. When the Lord staggered about while dancing, it appeared like Revati after she had drunk some intoxicating beverage. Well, that's interesting. Because Revati, of course, is the consort of, or the wife, actually, of Balaram. So Balaram, we know that Balaram drinks Varuni beverage. And we know in Tota Gopinath, when we take darshan there on one altar, there's Balaram and Revati and Varuni. His two consorts. So apparently, Balaram gets intoxicated, and so does his wife. Yes. So Revati also drinks. Some wives don't drink. Their husbands drink, but their wives don't. But Revati gets intoxicated by drinking kadambari, which means wine made from kadamba flowers and honey. Shane bali chala bhadai jai brindavan gokula sundari bhav bunji takan. Another time when he said, come, dear lady, let us go to the Vrindavan. Then they understood he was in the mood of a beautiful girl from Gokul. Virasan. Virasane Shane Prabhu. Vase Dhyana Kari. Sabe Deke Jaina Mahakoti Jogeshwari. When he sat for meditation in Virasan posture, everyone saw him as the goddess of millions of mystic perfections. Ananta Brahmande Jata Nija Shakti Ache Sakala Prakashe Prabhu Rukmini Rakache. As the Lord danced in the dress of Rukmini, he manifested the role of his various consorts from innumerable universes. Vyapadesha Mahaprabhu Shikaya Sabare Pache Mora Shakti Hona Jani Nindakari. The Lord manifests this pastime to check everyone from criticizing his energies or consorts. So that's interesting, Vrindavan Das Thakur. This seems to be a very much an important theme that Vrindavan Das Thakur is very concerned about, reiterating time and time again, Vaishnava Aparad, Saruninda, blaspheming the devotees, criticizing. It comes up all the time in all different Jagai Madai story, and this story, and that story, every kind of story. And here, even that Lord is having this confidential Leela dancing on the stage, during the drama performance at Chandrasekhar's house, and he's dressed as Rukmini or all the different consorts, and he's making a point here that why did Lord Chaitanya do this? Because it's sometimes they saw Lord Chaitanya in the same, he's in the same dress, he didn't change his dress, but his bhav and his presentation, his mood, reminded everybody of Lakshmi. Then a minute later he danced or he spoke something, oh, hey Brahman, have you brought news from Dwarka? Oh, this must be Rukmini. Then he danced another way, this is Revati. And Balaram's consorts, and Krishna's consorts, and Lakshmi's consorts. Then he says, this is Mahachandi. So then, now he's the consorts of the demigods. He's the female, he's the Shakti, the Devata Shakti, or his Bhagavan Shakti. So he was, so Vrindavan is saying he did this, so that he says right here, Pache Mora Shakti Kon Jani Nindakari. To prevent them from doing ninda. Lokika Vaidika Jata Kichu Krishna Shakti Sabara Samane Haya Krishna Dridha Bhakti. By respecting the universal and transcendental energies of Krishna, one's devotion becomes fixed. Actually, some of these quotes are in my Vrindavan book about respecting the demigods. By respecting the universal and transcendental energies, the Lokik and Vaidik, Kichu Krishna Shakti, of Krishna, one's devotion becomes fixed, Dhrita Bhakti. So that means Durga and all these personalities and material world and all the different energies and personifications and controllers of those energies we show our respect and regard for. Then we get Dhrita Bhakti, very firm and strong devotion. By respecting Krishna's energies that are present within the 14 material worlds and his transcendental energies described in the Vedas, one's devotion to Krishna becomes fixed. Don't consider Krishna's universal material energies as mundane. One should consider that they are transcendental and pray to them for devotional service to Krishna. So the controllers of those different energies, the controllers of the water, Varuna, are the controllers of air, Vayu, controllers of rain, Indra, controllers of heat and light, Surya. We pray to them, please bless me with Krishna Bhakti. O Surya Dev, Om Suryaya Namaha. Om Suryaya Namaha. O Surya Dev, you are a great devotee of the Lord. You worship, you are such a great devotee of the Lord that Surya Narayan Bhagavan, Lakshmi Surya Narayan Bhagavan are residing on your planet. With their forearms, and you are worshipping them there. You are Surya Dev, and they are Surya Narayan. So please bless me that I can also have Drita Bhakti for Radharani and Govindaji. So this is, rather than seeing the energies of Krishna mentioned in the Vedas as mundane, if one respects them as maidservants of the gopis, then one's devotion to Krishna becomes strengthened. It almost sounds like Prabhupada's statement. He said, you should see them all as... I mean, this is Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura's purport. The energies mentioned in the Vedas They're all maidservants of the gopis. Devadroha Karile Krishnera Bhadaduka Ganasaha Krishna Puja Karile Sesuka. Krishna is unhappy. Krishnera Bhadaduka is very unhappy. Big time. Bhadaduka. Krishna is very unhappy. What makes Krishna unhappy? Devadroha. If the demigods are offended. Droha means to... What does droha mean? Disregard or... like Guru Droha means go against the Guru, go against the demigods. If one worships Krishna along with his associates, he is pleased. Gana Saha Krishna Puja. Purport. Nice purport also. According to the demigods' respective qualifications, they are ideal examples for the living entities' acts of enjoyment. Everyone wanders within this world under the direction of Krishna. If one worships Krishna with his associates, Krishna becomes particularly pleased. We only worship Krishna, but we don't disregard or go against the demigods. And if we see them or we find them as Lord Chaitanya, he was only worshiping Krishna, 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 Krishna. But he would visit a demigod temple if he passed it on the way, and they would just take darshan and pray like this, and see in relation to Krishna, and appreciate the puja they were doing. When, after giving up the desire for material enjoyment, one begs all living entities, including demigods, for the service of Krishna, then such natural prayers are devoid of all driving urges for material enjoyment. So we beg everyone for the privilege and opportunity to serve Krishna. One should see the presence of the Supreme Lord in all living entities, and one should consider the demigods as the Supreme Lord's associates. For example, some people, if they're very low consciousness, they walk in the village, they go out in the village path, the path stool or whatever. There's some dog curled up there on the side, sleeping. And they kick the dog. They give him a tap. Hey, get up, what are you doing sleeping? Because they're envious, and they act like this, but they're not seeing that. Yeah. Seeing the presence of the Lord in all living entities. And another person will walk by and say, hey, bark the dog, Radhe Radhe.
Yeah.
How are you? Hey, dog, how are you? You don't feel good? Oh, it's too cold? You can't move? It must be cold last night.
Yeah.
And then one person comes and the dog, they kick the dog and he feels unhappy and he gets disturbed.
Yeah.
Another person comes and the dog wags his tail and he looks up and smiles. Because he's being treated with love, with respect, as one would respect his Lord. First, you don't hug the dog and take the dog home and everything, but just treating the dog with equal vision. Vidyavinaya sampane brahmani gavi hashtani shrini chevasta paki cha pandita samadarshana. Samadarshan is really only applicable to a devotee. As a devotee, he can actually see his worship. He sees with the eye of love. And when one has love, he can truly worship all living entities. So this loving eye is what we cultivate in devotional line. The eye of love, the eye to see the Lord of our lives. Our prananath is our beloved Vallabha, Krishna Vallabha. So as we love Krishna, then as Prabhupada said, if you love me, love my dog. Or that's an American expression, love me, love my dog. So if we love Krishna, we love his energies. We love his birds, we love his dogs, we love everything. And we show it by sweet speech and gentle behavior and gifts, giving food, giving water. Sometimes a dog gets sick, a village dog. We go and buy medicine for the dog. And we try to administer medicine to the dog. Sometimes they won't take it. We'll give a blanket if it's cold, and they throw some chini bora, some sugar, some jute bag out there, and then the dog can lie in that and keep warm. And so regard for all, which gets the simple formula for this is three phrases. Respect all, love all, and serve all. You can't serve someone you don't love. You can't serve someone you don't respect. Respect, love, and serve. Service is an expression of love. Someone says, I love you. Oh, can you serve me? Can you cook for me? Yes. Because I love you, I serve you. And that's the real platform of service. Otherwise, it's conscription or it's force because you're getting paid or you're getting threatened. If you don't serve, you get shot. Love, it's like respect, love, and serve. Because then it's proper service. You may serve without loving. And it's not, because we say, in our bhakti line, we say devotional service. Don't we?
Yes.
Bhakti means devotional service. So everyone's, oh, what are you doing? I'm in service. I'm in government, it means government service. I'm in service. So devotional service means, the first word is devotion. Isn't it?
Yes.
The second word is service. So therefore the first is love, then service. Respect all, love all, serve all. That's what Prabhupada always says. He said, love means service. At first love, then it's service. Then it's real service, it's genuine service, it's transcendental. Because we love Krishna, then we love His parts and parcels. So we're serving all His parts and parcels because we love Him. And we see Him in their hearts, in the hearts of the dog. That's why we're serving. I'm serving, you know, my wife because I love her, because she's Krishna Dasi. She's Krishna's servant. It's not a business arrangement. I scratch your back, you scratch my back. I'm serving you because you serve me. Thrust or initial inspiration is the love, and then as you serve more, you develop more attachment and more love. Then it will be sustained. Service that comes from the impulse of love will be sustained and will grow. But service that is instigated by force or duty can dwindle and disappear and diminish. Dwindle, diminish, and disappear. Over time, over circumstance. I'm not going to serve you. Forget it. But if there's genuine love, is I can never stop serving you because I love you. So this is higher order. Faith in Srimad Bhagavatam and freedom from fault-finding and petty matters are symptoms of a pure devotee. That's a nice phrase. Saraswati Thakur. Faith in Srimad Bhagavatam and freedom from fault-finding and petty matters are symptoms of a pure devotee. In devotional scriptures, there is no prescription for indulgence in blasphemy. Bhaktisiddhanta Jiva Goswami says, demigods like Durga and Ganesh mentioned in reference to worship of the Lord's abode and associates are eternal associates of the Lord and Vaikuntha, like Vishwaksena and others. That's what's told in Brahma Samhita. This is the nectar. So in Brahma Samhita says that all these demigods have spiritual counterparts in the spiritual world. Spiritual Shiva, spiritual Brahma, etc. Everyone, all the demigods have... let me speak again. All the demigods, Shiva, Brahma, Varuna, etc., they all have spiritual counterparts in the spiritual world. Therefore, they are not like the Ganesh and Durga of the material world. Demigods like Ganesh and Durga, born of the material energy, are different from them. That is why those forms of Ganesh and others are manifest from the spiritual energy of the Lord. The mundane Durga is a portion under the control of Yogamaya. This spiritual energy, Yogamaya, has engaged Durga of the material world as her maidservant and entrusted her with the service of protecting mantras. It says here, Durga hides mantras from anyone who, after receiving initiation in Krishna mantra, does not chant that mantra, does not worship the predominating deity of the mantra, or does not respect that mantra. So this is an interesting point, that Durga hides the Krishna mantra. Krishna mantra means Kling Krishnaya Govindaya Gopi. The Gopal mantra is also called Krishna mantra, which one gets in Diksha, Pancharatrika Diksha, and Gaudiya Sampradaya. There's an 8-syllable Gopal mantra or Krishna mantra, 10-syllable Gopal mantra, and 24-syllable Gopal mantra. Brahmaji, he was initiated in Brahma Samhita by Saraswati, Divya Saraswati, right? Then we have Divya Saraswati, then we have Saraswati, Brahma's wife or daughter, whomever it is. People say different things. And she, of course, is the material counterpart. And Divya Saraswati is the wife of Lord Narayan, and she is spiritual. So she gave the mantra, she spoke the mantra, the 18-syllable mantra, and this is the one we receive in our Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. Narada Muni received it from Brahma, and like this. And it's mentioned, the mantra is also mentioned in Narada Pancharatra, and in Gopal Tapani Upanishad also. But the mantra, the Gopal mantra, Krishna mantra, usually it's called Krishna mantra, that is, was received by Mahaprabhu in Gaya by, from Ishwarapuri, was the 10-syllable mantra. Om Klim Gopijana Vallabhaya Swaha. Gopi Vallabh, because Gopi Vallabh is Madhura Bhav, Madhurya Bhav. And when you have Krishna and Govindaya, it can be Sakya Vatsalya, it can be different points drawn down from that. But he was Krishna searching, Radharani searching for Krishna in Radhabhav, so Gopi Jana Vallabhaya. So the point that's also told in Shastra, after receiving mantra diksha, if one fails to chant his anik, his mantra, for 3 days, then he has to hear the mantra again. The mantra is lost. The power of the mantra is lost. So that's why it's saying here that Durga hides the mantra from anyone who, after receiving initiation, Krishna mantra, does not chant that mantra, does not respect the mantra, does not worship predominating deity of the mantra. So each mantra is predominating deity. And that's told at initiation by the guru. So this is a very interesting report. And there's another verse here from, if one just, there's a, this is from our 11th canto, chapter 27, verses 28 and 29. That's why I so much emphasize new devotees to the 11th canto.
Yes.
No, don't wait till you get there, because that may be too late. I mean, I'd never get there. But if you read Bhagavad Gita along with 11th canto, and I gave those chapters, corresponding chapters, then it's very, very explanatory of the Gita, and deepens the understanding of the principles of Gita. So these are two verses, 11, 27, 28, and 28, which discuss this point. Nandam sunandam gurudam prachandam chandam evacha mahabalam valam cheva kamudam kamudekshanam durgam vinayakam vyasam vishvaksenam gurun saran sway sway stane Tabi mukkan bujayet prokshanadibi. Very beautiful verse. Nindam sunandam gurudam prachandam chandam evacha. One should worship the Lord's associates, Nanda and Sunanda, Gurud, Prachanda, Chanda, Mahabala, Bala, Kumud, and Kumudekshana. With offerings such as Prokshana, one should worship Durga, Vinayaka, Vyas, Vishwaksena, the spiritual masters, and the various demigods. All these personalities should be in their proper places facing the deity of the Lord. So he's using this as support. Now back to the thread of the story. The drama, the dance drama at Chandrasekhar's house. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dressed as Rukmini and manifesting different features of all the Lord's various Shakti expansions, sometimes Revati, sometimes Lakshmi, sometimes Mahachandi. Sarva Shakti Swarupe Nache Vishwambhar Keha Nahi Dekehina Nritya Manohar. Vishwambhar thus danced in the form of his various consorts. No one had ever seen such an enchanting dance. Nritya Manohara Jai Deki Jai Shune Jivagaya Prabhu Sanghe Sabai Bhasena Prema Sagara Tarange. Everyone who saw or heard And those who sang with the Lord all floated in the waves of ocean of ecstatic bliss. Basena prema sagara tarange.